This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته الحمد لله all praises due to Allah رب العالمين for His mercy for His ongoing guidance and for His protection may Allah رب العالمين protect all of us from all the viruses, all the fitan, the challenges that may come within ourselves and the thing that may come from outside. Brothers and sisters, we keep on reminding ourselves with the reminder of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which I always start by reciting Qudbatul Hajah. If you look carefully to this Qudbatul Hajah, we ask Allah to help us to overcome the weaknesses shururi anfusina, all the negative thing that may come within ourselves from inside. A lot of time, a lot of people, how successful they are in this dunya, they are suffering inside. They are not happy. A lot of actors, actresses, celebrities, especially in the East, they die very young. Why? Of course, it's Allah Qadar. Number two, they are not happy inside. When you are not happy inside, وَسَيْعَاتِ أَعْمَالِنَا. If you look at the hadith of the Prophet, شُرُورِ أَنْفُسِنَا, the bad thing that is developing inside us, that if you don't take care of it, you don't control, then your action will always be negative. What you say, what you do, always will be negative. But if you are good inside, like what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah fi jasada ibnu Adam mudgha iza salaha salaha jasada kullu iza fasada fasada jasada kullu Allah wa hiya qalb. The Prophet was sent by Allah. He is not a doctor. He is not a psychologist. He is not this. He is not. But Allah gave him all the wisdom that he need to be his messenger. He's talking to his people and to all of us. Indeed, in the body of every one of us, in our body, there is a flesh. If this piece of flesh is good, everything become positive, become good. But if this piece of flesh is rotten, corrupted, everything will be negative and be corrupted. Allah wa hiya qalb. Then the Prophet said, that is what he mean by the heart. What is inside you is very, very important. That's why Islam always start to emphasize the importance of the inner part of a person. Your heart, your feeling, your faith, thing that you can't see but is moving. Yeah, it is working every day. So always be careful of the heart. When the heart is positive, then the way you think become positive. The way you look at things become positive. The way you listen to things, you always want to listen the positive side. Negative, you filter. Because you know, we have no time to entertain all these negative matters, but we must stay positive and move on. Brothers and sisters, we always start to remind each other with some muqaddimah, because muqaddimah is important for us to be ready to face the reality. Yesterday, in the evening, we were trying to talk to the parents who is going to send their children to our camp this year. And inshallah, next Sunday, class is off because we won't be around. We'll be moving for the youth camp on Saturday evening. Saturday class will still be on, but the Sunday class is off for one Sunday. But the next Sunday class will start again. Yeah? We are talking to the parent. What is the most important investment that the parent want to invest in? For people who think of money, well, they talk about dunya. For people who want their children to also focus in dunya, so they'll support them for their profession, to be a doctor, engineer. You can just name it without making sure that at the same time, the children have a strong iman, become righteous professional. They just want them to be somebody in this world, known to the world. People recognize them in this world for their good job. But there is no future for them in Akhirah. They can't even help their parents because they are not righteous children. We are not that righteous, but if our children are righteous, they can be a savior to us. Allah will bless them and allow them to intercede for us. That is why the Prophet wants all the parents to focus on the upbringing of the children to make them righteous children, ready to face all the challenges and to move forward, be connected to Allah Rabbul Alameen, and follow the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Today, inshallah, we will continue with what we have left last week about the iddah. If you look into Islam, the beautiful part of this religion, everything Allah has shown us how to move forward. You want to start a family life? Allah show us that family start with sakina, mawadda, wa rahmah. Meaning, anybody who want to settle down, they must look into this tree, area. Sakina. When you look at somebody, do you find peace? If you don't find peace, you have doubt, just stay away. Don't waste your time. When you look at each other, you can feel the energy is there. Yeah? Now, when you have peace, do you feel positive towards that person? Do you feel the power of love? Love is blind, they say. But there is a connection. So when you have that, then you can start to plan. But at the end of the day, you know, nobody knows who is the best partner. It's trial and error. We don't know. We just have faith in Allah. We want to be closer to Allah. We want to be good. We hope Allah will give us a good partner. A partner that honor, respect us, and who is connected to Allah, who is sincere in the relationship. That is what we want. So then we develop rahmah. Rahmah meaning, being a human, nobody is perfect. Everybody have their weaknesses. Everybody have their, what you call, everybody to commit some sin here and there. So rahmah is where will make the family, the relationship move on. Because we are not going to complain. You are this, you are that, you are this. If you want to talk about anybody, especially husband and wife, you just recall the positive thing. Don't recall the negative one. If possible, you just bury the negative. Lesson learned. But don't keep on recalling, because it's not going to help anybody. You see, it's like we, the upbringing of our children. Children, sometimes they're so active when they're young. They don't listen to you. Yeah, they are disobedient. But now they're changing. You don't recall. Don't recall. You know, once upon a time you are like that. No. Because sometimes it can trigger them. Yeah, to become negative again. We don't want that to happen. We just focus on the positive matter. Then you'll find peace. Then the love will still be there. And the mercy of Allah will always be upon us as a family. That's how we move on. Then we talk about what is going to happen if you breastfeed somebody's children. Then automatically they become part of your family. But the ruling in Islam, they do not have the right to inherit property. They have no right. Yeah. So if anybody who breastfeed some children, not their biological children, but they are your mahram, to the breastfeeding mother is mahram for life. Yeah? Now, what is important, even the children is mahram. They become a breastfeeding sibling. Yeah? But the only thing, if you feel that after that you want to take care of the child, like people who always dream to have children, but they don't have children. So what they do, so they want to adopt a child. If you have the intention to adopt any children so that you don't feel alone, in the family as husband and wife, it must be agreed by both parties. You cannot say, I want, but the husband is not ready. The husband said, I want, and the wife is not ready. Because then you will fail to give the love, the fatherly and the motherly love to the child. Both parties must agree, and you are ready for that. Then you look for a child. But if you want to do that, please be very, very careful to save yourself from a lot of unnecessary problem in the future. What do you do? You must adopt a child before 2 years. Before 2 years of the age. Say the child now is born and then somebody, the parent, someone passed away. They don't want to keep the child. Some people have different belief. There's a lot of adoption before. The Chinese have their own belief. If the child is born this year, they have all the dragon year, horse year, all these different year. They said it's not good for them to keep this baby, so they give it away. And the Muslim, alhamdulillah, we are loving parents. We like to have big family. For the not yet Muslim, they have micro family. Yeah? But for Muslim, we love to have children. So they adopt. But what went wrong when they adopt the child? If you adopt after 2 years, then the child cannot be a mahram forever. The child will grow, after that there will be an awrah problem because he is not your mahram. She is not the mahram to the adopted father. And their sibling are not mahram at all. They are totally a stranger. You can adopt them, help them, yeah, but this is not your mahram. So how difficult is for him, for her, and to us. As they are growing, we are the one who wash them, dress them. As they grow to a certain age, no more, because they are not your mahram. But if you will adopt them before 2 years, you also must know the rule. The rule is that you should breastfeed the baby 5 times. But if you are not a mother before, you may not have milk, yeah? So what should you do? You got to plan, check with the doctor, the gynae. Is there any way in this modern world with the IT today that you can enhance my body that I can, yeah, produce milk to breastfeed this baby just 5 times. Not 5 days, it's 1 day, 3 times you breastfeed, 2 days, at least 5 times, then you can breastfeed, or they say, feed the baby with other milk, but the breastfeeding minimum 5 times. Then the child become your baby from your breastfeeding. Then they become your mahram. That is how the Muslim is being guided. Yeah? Very, very important. Now, the regulations that we are going to continue from the above ayah in Surah Talaq. Number one, about breastfeeding. Unless she has a legitimate excuse, a mother is required to breastfeed her baby for 2 full years. Unless you have some problem, health problem, that you can't continue, then you can have another option. But please, brother and sister, when you breastfeed with other than your mother's milk, or sometimes the mother may even prepare it in a bottle, please, whoever is feeding the baby, don't forget to use your right hand. Because the Prophet said, don't eat and drink with your left hand. If you eat and drink with half them, you are feeding the Satan. You are not only feeding the baby, you are feeding the Satan. And every one of us is born with one jinn inside us, known as our qareen. So we do not want the qareen to be strong. We want our baby to be strong. So please remember, this is very important. If you are if you can't keep on breastfeeding, that means the breastfeeding will be in the bottle. Please make sure those who are feeding the baby use their right hand. Yeah? And don't let baby move around or crawl outside the house when Maghrib come in. When Maghrib is coming in, bring baby child inside the house. Why? Because when the azan of Maghrib start, the Prophet ﷺ is reminding his ummah about the jinn and the Satan. They are going to run as far as they can, as fast as they can when the azan is on. Can you imagine if you're in a Muslim country like Malaysia, hear azan, there azan, the shaitan run, he hear the azan in another corner, he keep on running and further he will go. And also the changing of the shift. The jinn have two shifts. The Satan, they say shaitan, is going back home to rest. So the night one will come in to replace them. So that's why the Prophet do not want us to leave our baby outside. Accidentally, they may hit one another. They can see us, we can see them. That is our problem. So it's very important to believe in the unseen. One of the power of the believer is allazina yu'minuna bil ghaib. We believe in the unseen. What the Prophet is telling us is true, and we believe in it. You know, we don't care whether people want to follow or not. That's up to them. When we know that there is a saying of the Prophet confirmed about this, we are going to follow. Yeah? 2 years. In case of the father death, number 12, the inheritance are responsible for the father's obligation. Yeah? All these are very important rule that everybody must understand. But if you want to give, leave behind some property to your adopted child, you can, by giving them the hibah. They cannot fight for inheritance because they don't have right. Even you love them, they are only adopted child you have, but you can't say that because he's my son. That's why in Islam, even you breastfeed a baby, you cannot name the baby with the name of the husband. That means the adopted father. Say that, I am Abdullah, example. Adopt a baby. We don't know who is the father's name. So can we put a name? Yeah, Fatima binti Abdullah. The registration here, accept. Why? Because Abdullah, servant of Allah, Abdurrahman, Abdurrahim, they accept. Yeah? But I must be very clear, I am not the biological father. So happen, I have a name, Abdullah. Normally, when you want to name the child with the adopted father, if the father said his name is Hassan, you cannot name Fatima binti Hassan. The registration here will only accept if you name Fatima binti Abdullah Abdurrahman or the name of Allah, you can, but not any other names. You must remember all this is very important. The way they do that for a good reason. What is the good reason? So that there will be no problem in the future. Because if our family members know that we don't have children, we are her adopted daughter or son, and we love them, and this son or daughter are very good, yeah, daughter and son. Even how good they are, if something happened to us, he or she have no right for the inheritance if you do not give it to them before you depart. If you are alert, you quickly put some thing aside and said, if anything happened to me, this property I transfer to so and so. But I will be in control, in charge of this property until I die. Meaning that person cannot sell it, yeah, cannot just take it away with condition that if I die, then you look, the property is under his name or her name clasp. Nobody, you will start to argue because it's given before we pass away. But if not, we have an issue before, a very good sister, our student that was in the early 70s, in the late 70s, the sister is a very pious lady, and she is a very rich lady. He got a husband, a very good husband, but not rich. Just a normal worker. They have no children, they adopt two children, two daughters. Until the daughter got married, stay with them. Now suddenly, the adopted mother got stroke. Now she is not so mobile anymore. But the husband is there to take care of her. The adopted children is taking care of her. Now she has problem in going to the bank to cash out money for transaction, everything. So suddenly she said to the husband, let's go to the bank. I would like to transfer all my account under your name. Because you are the husband, you are taking care of me. Make it easy that you can go anytime. I can't. Everything was done, alhamdulillah. And he's a good husband. He never do anything wrong for the wife. Suddenly, he passed away. The husband passed away. Now, husband have his own sibling, yeah, who don't care about him. Never visit him because he's nobody. Suddenly, he passed away. Of course, when somebody passed away, people will inform the family members. So they came, and suddenly they knew that there's a lot of money under his name. But it's not his money. The money belonged to the wife. It's not his money. But for the living, they don't care. It's under his name. Now they are fighting for that property. Can you imagine? The money don't belong to him, belong to the wife. The wife do it to make it easy for the husband, to help her. Yeah? And the husband is a good man. The thing was dragged, yeah, for years, and she need money, yeah, for all, yeah, the medication and everything. But they keep on saying no, because the family is fighting, yeah, for that property and for that money. I was still there. I informed them how to proceed, talk to the Mufti, because anything to do the Muslim money, property, they have to go back to the Sharia, yeah, to get the final, yeah, decision. The Mufti from that state said that this is too complicated. We will pass to the Mufti of federal government here. So we wait and the federal government, this is a state matter, go back to the state. Everything is passing the ball. And now this woman need the money. So we talk again and talk again. Finally, she at least need the basic thing that she have to buy, thing that she have to pay for her medication. But you can look at her record. From before, it's under her name, it's her property, you all know. So you must feel, have the mercy to understand the situation. And it's not that the husband is betraying her. Now the sibling of the husband suddenly just appear, oh, getting closer and closer because of the money. So it's very important for us to understand all these things, to prepare for something if you are breastfeeding an adopted child. If your own children, you don't have problem. Their right is being protected. Yeah? Now, during the breastfeeding terms, the baby's father is required to support the mother, even she was divorced from him. Even. Yeah? Why? Because you cannot divorce a pregnant woman. When your wife is pregnant, no divorce can take place, can be reinforced. But if something happened, and you have said that, but the divorce will never take place. But now you don't have good feeling anymore because he have the intention to divorce you. So you just wait until you give birth. Immediately after that, you can go back, sit down and discuss. Do you really mean what you say when I was pregnant, that you want to divorce me? If he said yes, and if you feel that you are ready for that too, if not, you will try to negotiate. Can I know why? If you want to bring the family in, bring the family, whether it's your mistake that you may want to make changes that make him so angry when you are pregnant. Of course, when you are pregnant, sister, sometimes your hormones start to change. Yeah. You may want more care, yeah, more attention, but he's not responding at all. So you feel hurt and you keep on nagging, say, Kolas, I can't take it anymore. I'm going to leave you. But this is just word leaving you. He never said divorce. They say you can stay separately. Of course, it hurt. You are here, pregnant. You need attention. And he don't care. He don't like. Because he was not ready to be a father. But suddenly you want to be a mother. So the problem starts. Yeah, that's why baby family planning is important. You must sit down and discuss. If both believe in Allah, believe in the Prophet loves his ummah to have more children, to make him proud. And talking about provision, Allah said, I am the one who provide, not you, not the father, not the mother. Allah is the one who provide all your risk. نَحْنُ نَرْزُكُهُمْ وَإِيَّكُمْ Allah said, we are the one who provide for you as a mother, as a father. Your risk also was provided by Allah, and we will provide for the baby. You don't have to worry. وَلَا تَقْتُلُوا أَوْلَادَكُمْ قَشَّةَ إِمْلَاقِ Allah said, never intend to kill any of the child, the baby, fear of hunger. Oh, economically we are not ready, financially we are not strong. Don't think about it. The risk will be there. Just have faith in Allah. Yeah? Then what happened? At the end, after giving birth, call back and then ask, confirm everything. If he said yes, better, with all the family support, go to the religious authority and say, my husband have planned to divorce me from the day I was pregnant, but he can't because Islam do not allow. But now, after delivering the baby, we finalize it, and he said, then there is no iddah for the wife. The wife, if have the intention to get married again, remarried, she don't have to wait for 3 months, 10 days. No need. If somebody is waiting already, bismillah. Yeah. Just an example, the law, why? Because she's clean, totally clean now. The iddah period is to make sure that everything inside us is clean. That is why the iddah come in. The period of a man who divorced the wife, and the iddah is there to make sure the wife do not carry any future child or is not pregnant. Yeah? But during the breastfeeding term, the baby father is required to support the mother. Whatever the mother's need, it is his responsibility. You just imagine if the mother refused to breastfeed the baby, then what can the father do? The mother have to buy baby's milk, not from the mother, from the father. He got to invest in that to make sure the baby survive. If not, if he is a very irresponsible man, we will do what we have to do to save the child, but he commit a sin by do not carry out his basic responsibility. Yeah? Number four, the father should support the mother approximately in accordance with his mean. Of course, you only have to do what you can. Number five, it is impermissible for the father to prevent the mother from breastfeeding her baby in order to cause her harm and aggravation. That means sometimes you have a lot of anger that you want to punish the mother by not allowing the mother to breastfeed the child. You want to breastfeed the child with another woman, or you have other kind of feeding, not through the mothers. You can't do that. That is the right of the mother. That's why in Islam, the basic right must be protected, must be honored. The right to honor her right as a mother. You cannot take that away. Your anger is your anger. Maybe you can't see her anymore. That is your problem. But you cannot stop her from carrying out her duty towards the baby. If one of the baby's parents think that there is need to wean the baby prior to the end of the 2-year term, he or she should consult with the other parents. Weaning would then be allowed after the consultation and a joint agreement. So everything come back to discussion. In life, very important, we must discuss. There's no matter that you cannot solve. That's why Allah said, فَإِن تَنَزَقْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ فَرُدُّهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. If there's a dispute, disagreement in any matter, brothers and sisters, as a believer, immediately every party who believes in Allah and the Prophet who made shahada, ashadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashadu anna Muhammad Rasul, humble themselves, let us go back to the book of Allah and the teaching of the Prophet as our reference. Not say, I'm right, you are wrong, you are right, I'm wrong, no need. Maybe both are right, Maybe both are wrong. But what Allah said, what the Prophet said, both follow. Then both is a win-win situation. It's not something personal. Life belongs to Allah. Allah who gives us everything. Anything you want to end, let us end peacefully, with respect. This is not easy, I know. Because we are not following the guidance of the Quran and the Sunnah today. We follow our feeling, our anger, our emotion. Too emotional. Sometimes parents can be the cause of a divorce. The parents don't like the in-laws, whether the daughter-in-law or son-in-law. So the parents put pressure to their own children to leave the wife or to leave the husband. Sometimes you have this. Parents fail to play their role as a parent to bring peace to the family. If you know your son is very irresponsible, you must advise your son, and also you come in and show to your in-law, we are here to protect you. Don't worry. You are our daughter-in-law. In-laws, you are in now. Not daughter outlaws. You are in-law. You are our daughter. Whoever hurt you is like hurting our own daughter. That is how the in-law should come in. But some in-law just wait for the husband, the son, to divorce the daughter-in-law. And they are very happy. Astaghfirullah. That's why in Islam, when you get married, don't go online. Don't go online through the marriage planner because you do not know their background. We have experienced people get married through that. What is their intention? Only Allah knows. But proven, it's not safe. They look at this family, alhamdulillah, and their daughter got blue eye, and they want their future generation to have a blue eye. And they say they are not married, and they believe, this side believe, nikah took place. Just 1 month. Just 1 month, the man divorced. Yeah, the wife. But the wife is pregnant. After confirmed pregnant, he divorced her. Very, very sad. That's why in our country, it's very different. Alhamdulillah. In Malaysia, I don't know other country. Anyone who want to get married with foreigner who are not local because you do not know their background, you never met up with their family members because they are foreigners. The religious authority will not endorse. Yeah? Number one, if you don't have a letter, official letter from your embassy to declare you are single. Number one. Because what happened to the case that I told you earlier? After getting married and the wife is pregnant, then he said to the wife, I'm going back to my country. He said, why are you going there? Yeah, to visit my first wife. He got a wife, but he did not inform this family. When he came, he said, I'm single. So based on these experiences, alhamdulillah, our country reinforced this rule. You can get married, of course, as long as both are Muslim. Anywhere you can, but both parties must get a letter from their own embassy to prove that they both are single. Of course, the woman must be single. But you don't know. We have case also. The woman came here and worked, they are foreigner. They are poor, their family back home are poor, they are here to work. And now he worked, she worked, and then the boss seems to like her a lot. A young boss, and not married. So then they said, I'm not married. So the young man is a very innocent man, very good man. Came to us and asked us, I said, oh, it's better for you to go and visit her family. Because they are Muslim, visit her. You must go and see their family. You have the means to go. They went. But this woman, because of dunya, she planned very well. She talked to her parents and talked to her husband. Don't say that we are married. Say that we are siblings. Yeah. Don't say, I inform her, this man, my boss, I am single. So this man traveled back to meet up with her parents, and he have no idea that she was married. How do he found out? After getting married, then they came here. For a few months, then the wife started to say to the husband, I would like my brother to come here also, if you can help him so that he also can work here. He can help us with the company. Very humble, innocent man. Good idea. Bring the brother. Later on, he found out, why is this brother so close to this sister? You know? A different kind of closeness. No? Finally, he, Allah's will, been exposed that they have relationship because they are husband and wife. So what will happen? Of course, automatically the marriage is not valid anymore. You cannot marry a married woman. For the earliest story, this is a married man. Men can marry more than one, no problem. But you are not supposed to lie. If you say you are married and she is ready to be the second, the third, or the fourth, is still okay. If you are ready for that. And that's why the law of the country later on said, both parties must have endorsement from the embassy to say, I am a single lady. I'm not married. And the other party also, I'm not a married man. I'm single. But if they lie, the court can come after them to protect the right of each party. So all these things is important. That's why when you are in contact with any foreigners, there's nothing wrong in Islam, but make sure everything is clear. We do not want to be caught by surprise. It's not good at all. We trust you and then you betray me, you lie to me. Yeah. Islamic is haram. This kind of lie is totally haram. Yeah. But sometimes we have a tradition, people say there is a lie that is permissible. And they even say sunnah. Sunnah, if you lie, you get reward. We don't use the word sunnah lie. No. You use another word. You must have wisdom to talk to people. But you don't have to lie. Because the Prophet said, إِيَّاكُمْ وَالْكَذِبْ فَإِنَّ الْكَذِبَ يَحْدِي إِلَى الْفُجُورِ وَإِنَّ الْفُجُورِ يَحْدِي إِلَى النَّارِ. Stay away from lying, because lying will end in committing a lot of bad things and sin, and the sin will end in hellfire. Don't do that. Yeah? Children, you have done anything wrong without the parent knowledge. If your parent asks you, don't lie. You need help. The parent may be able to give you some good advice, how to move on, how to rectify your mistake. Don't keep on lying. Yeah? So sometimes with the parents' joint agreement, yeah, it is permissible to hire another woman to breastfeed the baby. Yeah. That is, both must agree. If not, you just feed the baby with other kind of milk. Yeah? It's very, very important. Breastfeeding has many advantages over artificial feeding. Of course, anything breastfeeding direct from the human body is very, very good, encouraged in Islam. In what follow, we present a selected list of them as proposed by some physicians. The mother milk is assured to be clean and sterilized. Yeah. The mother's milk always has the right temperature for the baby. This is thing that Allah provides. When Allah wants you to do that, Allah protect you. Allah provide for the children. So this is how anything that you go back to the fitrah, then the benefit is always better. The mother's milk is available whenever the baby needs it. The mother milk remains fresh and does not go bad in storage. Yeah? The mother milk is suitable to the baby digestive system. Allahu Akbar. Many things happen in our body that we can't see. But Allah knows best. So when Allah said, do this, do that, the fitrah is the best. The mother milk contains all the necessary nutrition for the baby. Very important. That's why when the mother is pregnant, first thing the mother must take care of her well-being, and the husband must provide for her. Give her the best food, the best nutrition, so that she produces the best meal for the baby. And the baby will get stronger, very good immune system, because they got the best balanced food. So that's why the husband must always take double care to their wife when the wife is breastfeeding. Even when the wife is pregnant, from day one, he must show love, extra care, extra passion, love to the wife. Because she is going through all the pain and she's ready to go through all the suffering because of the baby, and is our baby. You're helping everybody. You're helping your wife, helping your future children. So they become healthy, strong. And that's what we want. How do you feel if you don't care for your wife now, the mother, and she is not healthy, and she cannot produce healthy milk? Now the children was born with a lot of side effects. How do you feel? You are going to waste a lot of unnecessary money. Why not you just focus on the well-being of the wife, the mother of the child? Let her be strong. Let her be healthy, and she breastfeed the baby. The baby will be growing very well, and the baby is strong and healthy. Save you from a lot of expenses. Yeah. So there is always this chain of reaction. Yeah. The mother's milk provides the baby with immunity against various infection. You see, today, I don't know, still going on, maybe some doctor can confirm. Our time, when you are born, they give you injection. For what? They have their own reason to protect the baby from this. Only Allah know. We don't know. This is what the pharmacy, the doctor have done to all of us. Whether we need that or not, wallahu a'lam. That's why nowadays people are looking into that. This is a big business. They just want money. They go for the kill. They don't care. We don't know. Maybe they need the children is weak because of this and that. So you need extra protection. Wallahu a'lam. But do in the time of our Prophet, the company have any kind of vaccine? No. They don't have vaccine like us. You know, from baby, from young, without you understanding, your body is being given to the people or authority to do what they like, to inject whatever they want. It's like when COVID time. Now they have what? They have 4C. It become very allergic to a lot of people. Phobia. Last time, you have cough, first C, cold, second C. You stop there. Now the third C come in. Cough, plus cold, plus COVID. Today, yeah, you cough, people run away from you. Of course, you don't go and cough in front of people. You know, you can just lower down your face. You go downward or you put, use a handkerchief across to cover. Yeah, it's good. But now, you cough, people run away. Because of the third C. Oh, COVID. And the last one is a killer. The last C is a killer. What is that? That people just allergic with that. What is the fourth C? Cancer. Yeah. When you go to the doctor, they say, I have to cut you. Because there is growth, there's a cancer. Brothers and sisters, this term is just a term. Please remember. Everybody have some growth inside him. Just how you take care of your well-being. Be strong, be healthy, be active. You look at why Islam call you to pray 5 times a day. The movement, the bowing, iktidal, making sujood. All this movement is good for the organ. Help the blood flow. Fasting is a kind of, what do you do with fasting? Fasting is where you start to control your food and everything, discipline, and make sure that you're going through a what? Overhaul your body, need rest. If not, you keep on eating non-stop. Now you have to control. Your body need rest. Yeah. All these are very good. If you just follow the Islamic guideline, you can see, you appreciate your health. Everything is for your own good. Number 8, breastfeeding suppresses obesity in mothers and babies. It helps. Anything that is natural, organic, is always better. Yeah. Breastfeeding strengthens affection and emotional tie between mother and her baby. 100%. You cannot take that away. Anything, when the mother is there, the baby responds very differently. But sometimes the mother becomes jealous. When the baby can call, can speak, he always calls Baba, Papa. They hardly say Mama, Mommy. That make the mother sometimes a bit jealous. Oh, I take care of you. I breastfeed you. I dress you. I wash you. I do everything. But when you see Papa, you forget Mama. But Mama have no problem. Because Mama know that it's very good for the baby to love the Papa too. Yeah? But it do. Yeah? Father cannot do anything. Yeah, father can just give him feeding through bottle, but mother very close to the body. Yeah? Alhamdulillah. Number 10, breastfeeding may be performed in an act of worship, seeking to its Allah pleasure and acceptance. It's you are doing for the sake of Allah. Now the modern woman have a different value, corrupted by the men also. The men want the wife to look young always. Yeah. Healthy, not haggard. No. Don't give breastfeeding. We replace breastfeeding with other things. Take care of yourself. Yeah. So they cause a lot of problem. We do for the sake of Allah. Don't worry. A man who loves you is not just looking in your body. Yeah. He loves you as a person. Not certain part of your body, but you as a person. And if you want to gain more love, you must learn the art of communication, how to communicate with your husband. If your husband is not close to his family, you should take the initiative, yeah, to help the husband to get closer to his family. By you saying, I love to go and visit Papa, Mama, his family. If you don't have time, I will do it by myself. To make sure that he is connected. The same goes a good husband, if the wife is not close to her family. A good husband will take the initiative to strengthen the tie. You are here to strengthen the family tie, not to weaken the family tie and take away people's daughter or son. You're not supposed to do that. It's a family unity. That is marriage. You merge two families together. So when people don't have this value, then they are not ready to be a good husband and a good wife. So that's why both parties must educate themselves. If you want the best, you follow the Islamic principle, the guidance, the Quran, Sunnah, you get the best. Sometimes we parents overlook. We never reinforce this value. And that's why when you want to get your daughter married to another, you must know the other party's family. How do you feel? Because you are giving your daughter away to a stranger. You don't want them to ill-treat your daughter. And sometimes the world has changed. Not only the woman is always being bullied. Sometimes women can bully men. I've seen a woman bring her boyfriend in and call the husband to serve the boyfriend. And she just entertained talking with a stranger. And the husband is doing all the other job. I said, also it's wrong. Everything, there's a limit. It's very important to identify the right partner for our future generation. So you have a lot of peace. Yeah. But if thing has not been going very well before, nothing is too late. Try your best. We can just keep on trying and have faith in Allah. If you do your best, you pray, inshallah, one day thing will change. Yeah? The love, the unity will come back, inshallah. Yeah? Very important. Pregnancy of a nursing mother. If a breastfeeding mother gets pregnant, the quality of her milk is usually degraded. Yeah, sometimes while you're breastfeeding, suddenly, yeah, you got pregnant again. That's why sometimes you see the family planning, if you don't plan properly, you can have children after the first one, the difference just between 11 months sometimes, 12 months. Yeah. Alhamdulillah, if you are healthy, you are productive, there's nothing wrong, but the male normally will degrade a bit because the changes of your hormone in the body. So some scholars recommend avoiding intercourse with breastfeeding woman or taking measures to avoid impregnating her. If you can do, it's a family planning. Yeah, so that maybe after the 2 years, then you could plan for another child. Yeah? It's not haram, but it's just something that can help, yeah, our wife. The mother well-being is taken care of. The Prophet ﷺ permitted having relation intimacy with a pregnant woman, of course. Furthermore, he did not consider it necessary or useful to practice early withdrawal as a measure of birth control with her. Because it happened in the time of the prophets, yeah, that Jusama binti Wahb said that the prophet reminded him, I was about to prohibit having intercourse with a nursing woman, but then realized that the Romans and the Persians do it and it does not harm their children. Yeah. At first, the Prophet was thinking of that, but then Allah guided him not to forbid, yeah, that relationship. He, sallallahu, was then asked about early withdrawal, and he replied, that is secret killing of children. The secret killing of children. Can it be done? It was allowed also. Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas reported that a man came to Allah's Messenger, Prophet Muhammad, and said, I perform early withdrawal with my wife. The Prophet asked him, Lima yaf'aluza, why do you do that? He replied, I pity her child that she's nursing. Allah mentions, the Prophet's Messenger said, it is harmful, the meaning, for a woman to continue breastfeeding after conception. It would have harmed the Persian and the woman. If it's harmful, yeah? We conclude from this the following. It is permissible for a man to have relationship with this breastfeeding wife. Yeah? Islam do not forbid. Number two, it is permissible but not recommended to practice early withdrawal with the breastfeeding woman. It's a kind of family planning. Yeah? Number three, if the nursing woman gets pregnant, she does not have to stop breastfeeding her baby. She can still carry on, yeah? Because Allah still provides for her and for the child. However, if her physical condition is such that her pregnancy clearly degrades her milk, she may need to terminate her breastfeeding and find an alternative wet nurse if possible, or milk substitute for her baby. But always remember, when you feed the child with other than the mother's, please use your right hand. Use your right hand to feed the baby. Anytime as they are growing, always right, so that Allah's blessing is always there. It's not the fault of the baby. The baby depends on you. But you as adult, don't feed your baby using your left hand at any time. From baby until they become adult. Remind them, right, right, right. We want to have righteous children. So we must do it right from the beginning. A lot of parents overlook all the, oh, give them excuses. No, it's okay, left-handed. Left-handed. You can change that. If the prophet said, don't eat, don't drink with left hand, that means you can discipline and help the child. You want to do other things with left hand, is still a different rule, yeah? Because it's not food. Even like giving also, right hand. But the Malay, I don't know about the English or the Arabs, the Malay, when you want to give somebody, if you give them hand, they always ask forgiveness. Maaf, yeah? Forgive me. I'm giving you, passing you something with my left hand. Normally they will do that. But when they pass something to you right hand, they don't say that. Only when they pass something to you, like they want to pass a book, a key, or anything, they pass. Maaf, tangan kiri, they say the Malay word. Maaf, tangan kiri. Why they say that? It's not nice to give with your left hand. But still giving, receiving with your left hand, there's no sin. But feeding, eating and drinking with your hand is considered a sin because the Prophet forbid that. Anything the Prophet forbid and you do is a sin. It's just an encouragement, then it's okay. Yeah. So may Allah Rabbul Alameen help all of us to be alert about this value so that we will not do anything that may cause harm to the children without we realize. La darara wa la dirar. Don't do anything that cause harm to yourself that may even cause harm to other people. So from today onwards, don't take this adab of drinking, eating with your right hand as a small matter. Don't do that. You're growing. You want everything that go into your body is being blessed by Allah. You want to get Allah's blessing. Sometimes the children are learning, but the parents have that habit. Very fast with the left, very fast. So children must help the parent. Righteous children will remind their parent, Papa, right, right. Sometimes Papa says, okay, okay, okay. But Papa should be happy when the child is reminding you about what the Prophet said. You should be very proud. And that's why Allah said, "Wal-mu'minun wal-mu'minat ba'duhum awliya'u ba'd ya'muruna bil-ma'ruf yanhauna 'anil munkar." Believing man, believing woman, husband or wife, they are complementing each other, helper, companion. They always remind each other to do all the good thing and forbid each other to do the bad thing. So if you know it's good, encourage. You know that it's bad, discourage, remind. You're not supposed, oh, anyhow, hell and paradise is up to you. You want to go to hell? Bismillah. It's your choice. I want to go to paradise. That means they don't love you. That's why they don't care about you. If they care about you, care about your children, they want to make sure all of us will meet in paradise again. Now you're happy here, you're happy there. That's why we ask Allah, رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَا وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. We have been asking Allah every time, oh Allah, give us the best, happiness, success in this life, and we want to be happy also in the next life. Do you like to meet your loved one together in Jannah? How do you feel? If you love your family here, you sacrifice so much for them, do you like to see them again, together in paradise? Of course. Or you have another plan already? Dangerous. Yeah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all of us who are here, who are very consistent in our classes, and who always want to learn and always get ready for what is going to come. If you don't have that problem now, you may help your children, you may help your friend, remind them, especially those who are involved, that somebody come to you, anybody want to adopt any baby? Because we have some people who have some problem, they are not going to take care of their child. They say they are willing to give away. So after you found out that somebody is ready to adopt any child, remind them about their duty, how to adopt a child properly so that they don't have problem. Yeah. If not, they are going to have a lot of problem, and they don't care. A lot of Muslims, they don't care today. But it's haram. After a certain age, their aura, your aura is haram. Because you are not mahram. If your adopted son got married, and you can marry, if he has divorced that wife, you can get married. Because there's no relationship. You are just a caretaker. But one, if they are being breastfed, that means that you can't. And just an example. Yeah? Inshallah, if there's any question, now we move to Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any question? Any question online? You have to move a bit. Any question online? While you're finding any question on site? No question, alhamdulillah. Any question from the children first? No. Yes, sister, pass the mic, please. No, behind you have one, the sister there.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I was asked if adopting any child who is more than 2 years old and after he or she becomes of age, like 18 years old, adopted mother and adopted father cannot hug him, cannot for them living together, cannot kiss him, right?
Yeah, because after baligh, before baligh they can. Before baligh, before he reached the age of maturity, so we can still hug them. Yeah, that is allowed. Like when you see any children, you can hug them. You know, the Prophet loved that also. Show that he loved all the children. You know, but when they reach maturity, that's the limit. The law come in. You cannot. That's why it's very tricky if you're not careful, because you're so used to it. You know, to be hugging all this, suddenly you become like a stranger. That the law is here to protect what is right and what is wrong. Even you think it's okay, but it's wrong. So that's why anybody who want to get involved in this adopting a child, they must understand it so that they don't create this problem. It's very hard, it's not easy. Because you only can breastfeed a child, consider as breastfeeding and become the breastfeeding sibling, is before 2 years. After that, no more. Yeah? That's why a lot of people who like to do good things, but they are not alert about this. For the not yet Muslim, they don't have this kind of ruling, but for us. Because Allah and the Prophet said so, so we have to honor. Because they can one day tell you, I'm not your son. I'm not your daughter, so don't force me to do this. They can say to you, it's more hurting. It's more hurting when you give everything to your adopted child, everything that you have. Suddenly, he became very arrogant, ungrateful. So we also teach the children to be grateful, but there is also a limit for everything. What you can, what you can't. But very tough. I understand this kind of feeling very, very tough. I've seen a lot of people having this problem, and they just cannot help themselves. How can I don't hug him? He's my son. I adopt him from 3 years old, 4 years, yeah? And this baby only know that this is the father. This is how can he? You stop him from hugging the mother. Very tough. But may Allah protect us. That's why anything good you want to do, you must have knowledge. You must have planned properly so that you don't do the wrong thing with good intention, but wrong action. Yeah, alhamdulillah. Next, any second question? Do you all feel that we encountered this problem in our community today? So we don't want this to continue. We don't want this to continue because it happened a few years ago. I think I shared with you this breastfeeding sibling. They don't know, they are innocent. As they grow up, both went and studied, they were not together anymore, and they went to study abroad. And then Allah's qadar, but not a right qadar, they feel for each other, and they got married, got children. Later on, somebody came and told them, you cannot get married because you all are breastfeeding sibling. But they have children now. For they brought it to the Sharia court, the court have no other choice. If everything confirmed, what the witness is there to confirm, yes. Yeah, this the mother breastfeed this, the brother, same mother breastfeed the other. They have to cancel their relation as husband and wife. Can you see how complicated the situation now? The children is there. What is going to happen to the children now? Haram, there's nothing wrong for the children. They are not aware of it. And we don't blame the adult also because they are not alert. They don't know. They disconnect themselves already. But they have to stop. Very, very tough. That's why Islam always said prevention is better than cure. Don't let something mess up and then, what can I do? You can't do anything. The law have said that this is haram, haram. But very, very difficult situation for everybody. That's why we learn today, we remember. In the future, you come across people who are involved in breastfeeding, everything. Everything must be recorded properly. All the family members must be alert. If we have tried our best, something still happen, it's the qadr of Allah. Yeah? What we are sharing today because of what have happened. And what the Prophet said is so true. If you are not careful, it's going to happen again. Why the law is there? Because this thing have happened. And that's why the law said, what you can, what you can't. Be careful. And we do. According to the Islamic guidance, you will never have all this problem, inshallah. Minimize your problem. You know, this kind of issue, if people are not careful, the best thing for them to do, the shaitan whispered inside them, get out. Get out of what? Get out from the deen. Because the other deen don't have this law. Only We have this kind of law. So may Allah protect us and protect the Ummah wherever they are, and with the knowledge that you have today, brother and sister, even you are still young, for those who are young, if you encounter, you know that something around this law is going to happen, please alert each other. Bring them to see somebody who will guide them properly. That's why overconfident and disconnect yourself with good scholars is a fitna. Because good scholars are alert about this, but just a normal imam, they don't have this understanding at all. They don't even know what is happening. They only know how to make long dua, alhamdulillah. But we don't need only dua, we need more than that. Yeah, Islam is a way of life. That's why I say we should be very proud. Islam have laid out everything so detailed for you to move on, not to make any complication to yourself and confusion in your future. Huda lil muttaqin is a divine guidance. You follow Sirat al Mustaqim. Yeah, may Allah help this Ummah by giving them the right knowledge guided by the Quran and the authentic Sunnah of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No question? Good, alhamdulillah. No more question on site, and we get one more. Pass to the sister behind you, please.
Assalamualaikum, Ustaz.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Two questions. First is, if you have an adopted child, can they inherit your property, considering you don't have any other valid siblings or other children?
Yeah, I think I have discussed about this before you all came in, I think. Yeah, they can't. Any adopted children have no right to inherit the property from the adopted parent. So the parent who loves them must always plan to give them the hibah. Okay. Then you pass it to them before we pass away. They cannot fight for that.
Okay, second is, if you have a child who is not yet a Muslim, can they inherit your property?
No. Yeah. The same go to both parties. The parent cannot inherit also from their child. If the child is Muslim, the parent are non-Muslim. The same go to the parent are Muslim and the child is not yet Muslim, so he cannot inherit. But if you are living in a country or the sibling, they don't mind, they say, we want to share with him, then he can accept. It's like, if you're living in a foreign country, they don't honor the Islamic fara'id, they don't follow. If it's stated that you are the son, even you are a Muslim, your parent non-Muslim, then the properties that the son have, the right, then you can accept. You can accept, but you cannot fight for it. But if the law gives it to you, accept. Nothing, but you don't fight for it. You say, I have the right. No. Yeah. And that is very important to understand. People say, I didn't fight for it, but they give it to me. They give. Why the law of Islam come up with this kind of ruling? We do not want you to get caught in a situation where you have other member of the family say, but you are a Muslim. You're not one of us anymore. If you want, get out from Islam. We give. No. I'm not going to trade my religion for any price, no. They can play that trick. You want? Okay, get out. No. You can take that. Money is not everything in my life. But if they want to give it to you, no problem. Yeah. All this, that's why you have to plan properly so that the adopted child or the not yet Muslim children don't feel that you're too hard on them. you don't care for them. Of course you care, but the law said no. The Prophet said, the believer cannot inherit from the non-believers and vice versa. Both sides cannot. So we give.
But even hibah also, Ustaz.
Hibah
you
can.
You cannot give all, right?
You of course, hibah you can. Hibah, the maximum is one third. But if you want to give more, you can give when you are still alive. Because all this hibah sometimes is when you pass away. So the law will look into what you have decided. Oh, you have said, if something happened to me, I want so and so who is not the waris to get this mal. So they check, how much is your property? Have you reached one third? Maximum one third. After that, stop. But if the sibling, the waris don't mind, don't worry, I want to get. Say example, the man, the boy have two share, the girl have one share. But if after we pass away, the family get together, they say, my share, I give it to you. Or we have a equal share. Sibling agreed, no problem. It's like the father passed away now, have a lot of property, the children are well off too, they got their own business, now only the mother, the children can say, we sit down together, our right is been given, so we say, everybody agreed, we give all this to mama. You're right. Then the mother can have everything. It's up to the agreement among the people who have right and authority towards the property. But the right of them must be honored first. The rest then you follow up. That's why you see, if you have a good sibling, you have a good family, they don't fight because of that. They always want to be fair. What you need, they may not need, other siblings need more, give it to them. You are helping your own sibling. What do you lose? You don't lose anything. But when you don't have righteous family, righteous sibling, you see struggles, problems start. Na'uzubillah, you know. He felt that now I'm in control. Stuff, you know, you are making zoom, oppressing the right of your other sibling. And this is haram. In the Islamic law, they don't allow you to delay. But the law today, we don't know. Your right is there, but people, just because of this, disagreement, then the law make it so. I personally feel that something is very wrong with the system. When this kind of thing can be solved within months, khalas. Authority have the right to call all the siblings, come in. You don't come, I consider you agree. You come also, you must agree. Because you have no right. Oh, I have sentimental value, this property, our parents' property. Yeah, but they are no more here. It belongs to all the siblings. It's not belong to you only. If you are very sentimental, okay, you want to keep the house, keep. But what is the right of the other sibling? Give it to them. So you buy over their property. What is their right? Give it to them. And then you keep them. No problem. There's always ways to solve problem. But don't try to show you are bossy, you are my way. No, don't do that. I just don't understand how can this kind of case is not settled within month, for years. Why? What is happening? You allow zulm to happen. Somebody to oppress the weak one. It's very wrong. Astaghfirullah. May Allah bless it. Clear? Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته